Do you know the answer to this question?
What radio station claims a country all its own?
CCO Land.
Wow, if you can give us the right answer to that question,
you can win big money on Honest to Goodness.
Boy, that was the shortest theme song on record.
It certainly is. Well, it gives us more time for the program. This is Clear Channel Night tonight on Honest to Goodness, and I'm Handy Randy along with Chuckles Chapman, and we're all set to run up the company's phone bill a little bit. Now, the plan on an evening like this is to call throughout the entire United States, Canada, Mexico, and, well, who knows, maybe even Edina.
Well, yes, that's
out
part
where you live.
That's part of what we call CCO land.
Nice to have you back, Dick, after a few days away from our program last week.
Believe me, it's good to be back.
Yeah, Charlie Boone was sitting here for you.
Oh, good old Charles.
Time,
he's
yes.
always available, right.
And so, Dick, why don't we get right down to the business at hand, first by saying thanks to all of you who sent in names and addresses. See, this is how we reach you. You've sent your name and address on postcards so that we could call you. And I have a note here, Dick, that one of our customers sent 43 cards.
Huh?
43 cards.
43 times 5 cents is $2.15 worth of cards.
That's
4
right.
4 cents. No, that'd be less than that.
And that's Mrs. Well, it's the Laughlin family, Mrs. Mary Laughlin and Tom Laughlin in Philadelphia. And we want to thank you people for sending so many postcards. I hope one of them was chosen for tonight's show. I don't even know if it's on for a call. But the note given me says that there were 43 cards came in one pack or came in one mail or since the last program. So thank you, Philadelphia. That's pretty close to Upper Darby, Pennsylvania.
Philadelphia is?
Yeah. Well, while you're placing this first call, let's do a little something here for the company. All of these things have background music or something, so how about the old Dutch? Yeah, that's it. Yes, sir, this is not the right one, but anyway, the fellow that did it is a fellow named Bob Johnson, the engineer on duty this evening, if you want to log that. And this is for Old Dutch, for corn chips extra fresh and crisp. Get Old Dutch, who also make your favorite potato chips. Keep a twin pack of Old Dutch corn chips on. Don't try to get in good now, you've ruined it. For livelier school lunches and after-school snacks, the youngsters love them because they taste so good. And they're good for them because Old Dutch corn chips are made from ripe golden corn and quick-cooked in pure vegetable oil. The crispy freshness of Old Dutch corn chips is protected by moisture-proof packages inside the handy twin pack. That's the size to buy for family enjoyment. Old Dutch chips go deliciously with soup, sandwiches, cheese, and fish dishes. They'll liven up your Lenten meal, so buy some today. Good-tasting Old Dutch corn chips. Good anywhere. Yeah, they made a note. They said, who is the engineer that's been, messing it
really?
Up? So.
Well, you know, once I had a commercial here for Old Dutch a while back that had to do with the vacation special
yes.
that they were running.
Yeah.
Unable to complete your call as dialed.
Oh, yeah.
Please check the number and dial again,
oh, yeah.
or ask your operator so, for assistance.
All right, I'll try it again.
Sounds like you've got a mermaid on it.
She speaks well from underwater.
Yes.
Well, I may have dialed it wrong, but I'll try it again.
All right, quick. While you're trying on that again, we got a note here from Charles E. Scott, Bethel, Ohio. Specifically, Mr. Scott says, it seems to us that your program is very provincial, limited to your immediate area. Now, is that due to the fact that the products you plug are not sold outside of your area? There were any number of WCCO listeners in this area of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky who knew the answer to your recent football quiz, the University of Miami and University of Ohio. But Miami University and University of Cincinnati, wasn't it? Yeah, UC. It says, however, they never got a call from you. And that's from Charles Scott in Bethel, Ohio. Well, Mr. Scott... if you have listened to the program over the years, you will know that we make calls such as we're doing this evening on a special clear channel broadcast in which we ignore our own CCO land, immediate CCO land area, not ignore them, but try to reach people in all parts of the USA. This specific question, it seems to me it would be tilted if you were to call, say, Cincinnati or... right in the very area in which this the answer you're looking for the question, if you were to call right in that neighborhood, then it would seem to me that you were really tilting it. And imagine what the people in Montana would say if somebody from Bethel, Ohio were to win on a question specifically about
Why,
Ohio
they'd blow
football.
Right through the top there.
The fuses on CCO would pop far and wide.
Certainly.
But, Mr. Scott, rest assured, the program... Well, I don't know if it's provincial or not, and our products, the products we sell on WCCO radio throughout the day, not just on this program alone, are extremely national.
Old Dutch potato chips.
There you are.
See?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so, trying to double-check on this phone call.
No, we call outside of the Twin Cities and the five-state area, if that's the way you would refer to it, and have for 6 years. Maybe we'll be calling Bethel, Ohio. I haven't seen if it's on the list here tonight or not.
Oh, boy, wait till I talk to that Rob Brown.
But I tell you, we are keenly delighted in the point that Mr. Scott makes that we did have hundreds of cards, letters, too, from the Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana area with reference to that question. It's significant of the fact that it's not just one or two people that are listening, and we're delighted.
That was our all-time high question. Now I think we'll get a call through correctly. I had an incorrect area code here.
Did things worked out all right?
Yes.
Why don't you try the yellow pages?
Well, I can do all right with the white pages there, Toodles. Just keep your mind on your own business there. Now we're ringing. This is in New Jersey.
You
I think.
Remember the night we got the man in Brooklyn three times with the wrong number?
He was a nice fella.
He was, yes.
He said, that's all right. He didn't bother me.
It'd be funny if we get him on this first call.
Yeah.
Trying new... Say, I said underwater. How do you like this? Neptune, New Jersey is the name of the city we're calling.
And no one's answering now after
Neptune.
All that. How about that? Where would that be? You've lived close to New Jersey.
Yes, I have. But during the... hurricane season in the fall of the year, considerable parts of New Jersey were called Neptune because, man, we used to get a deluge of water.
I give up. No answer. Neptune, New Jersey. I'll try the next one.
Well, that's too bad. So there it is. If you live in Neptune, New Jersey, we were trying to reach someone there. KL and, KL and Mrs. Rosenwinkel of Bloomington, Illinois sent a card in saying, enjoy your news and your very fine classical music on WCCO. Thank you very much, Rosenwinkels. Marlene E. Sass in Grand Rapids, Michigan says, and I quote, enthusiastic Minnesota sports fan. She is, who listens to WCCO early a.m. and evening and follows the word on sports.
There's another call. This time we're going down into the Southland. We talked to a fellow while you were gone, Randy. Let's see, what was his name? It was a quaint name, and he lived in a little town in Louisiana.
Hello?
Hello, this is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio.
Oh, my goodness, sure now?
Yes, it is.
Well,
and there's a real Southern accent. Is this Mrs.?
Sounds nice and warm.
Yeah, Mrs. Arthur Harwell.
Oh, it sure is.
In Memphis, Tennessee.
Goodness.
That's right.
Maya, it's good to talk to you in Memphis.
Well, it's good to hear from you so quickly.
Randy, what do you suppose the temperature is
in
Memphis
right now? I
don't know,
but Mrs. Harwell, we'll trade you thermometers. How warm has it been in Memphis today?
Oh, I didn't watch the news broadcast and the weather forecast, in other words, and I couldn't tell you.
Uh-huh. Well,
but it's terribly warm. I would say it's at least 70.
Whoa. Those are cheers you're hearing from the people that have been shoveling snow and cracking ice for the last month.
Well, I heard that it had been snow on the ground up there.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
had been.
Several feet.
That's an understatement, and it's still around, Mrs. Harwell, although it is disappearing a little bit every day, but it's still here. Are you a native of Tennessee, a native daughter of Tennessee?
Oh, yes, I sure am.
Have you? Then you have never seen or witnessed snow.
Well, yes, we had a snow here not too long ago. It was just an inch or so, something like that, and the flowers were blooming, and snow was all over them, and it didn't even kill the jonquils.
It didn't, huh?
No.
Those are hardy jonquils you grow in Memphis.
They were still just as pretty after the snow melted away as they were.
Let me ask you, what does traffic that's not used to snow, what happens to the drivers when you get a little snow in Memphis? Does it snarl everything up?
Well, they really don't know much about driving when it gets, you know, icy conditions there. But I think they did fairly well. We've had two snows in the last month or so, and neither one of them was, you know, real deep. But I think they did real well. I don't think there were too many accidents. Of course, there were a few, but I don't think there were too many.
Well, Mrs. Harwell, I think one thing you've told us that you have the best jonquils in the world there when they can withstand an inch of snow, because those jonquils of mine just turned up their toes and forgot about it. Boy, I don't know if we're ever going to see flowers here again. Oh, we will, of course. Along about July or so, it's going to be beautiful.
Well, the azaleas are beginning to bloom right now. Mm-hmm. Just a few blossoms, you know, on the plant.
We're trying to get the ballpark open. Say, Mrs. Harwell, we're all ready now to have you try an answer to a question, and we've got $8.30 here for you if you answer our question.
Well, I certainly will try. Right. I don't know whether I can answer it or not, but I certainly would like to.
I would just ask you this question, and it has nothing to do with the little quiz question, but how did you happen to become acquainted with our program, Honest to Goodness?
Well, I've been listening to you, but I didn't happen to be listening tonight.
Oh.
We have company.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been picking you up on my little Westinghouse radio. I can pick up stations in New York, I believe, mm-hmm. Virginia and Louisiana and... down south and north, too.
Well, I'm certainly happy that your little radio is picking a little less up here, and you just keep stay with us, will you?
Well, I sure will.
Fine. Now, Mrs. Harwell, here's our question. We ask questions, of course, when we make our clear channel calls that specifically deal with this area of CCO land.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are. Now, twins are many in our CCO land area. The twin cities, for example, are Minneapolis and St. Paul.
Yes.
And on the Canadian border, there are International Falls and St. Francis.
Yes.
Now, here's your question. What are the names of the twin ports? One is in Minnesota, one is in Wisconsin. The twin ports.
Oh, you have me there. I don't think I could tell you.
Two cities. Well, if you think of these two cities that are the twin ports, see, that's...
And there are twin cities.
Yes, ma'am. They're cities and twin port cities. One is in Minnesota, one is in Wisconsin.
They are twin ports on...
Would it be Winnipeg?
Well, that's in Canada. These twin ports are on Lake Superior. Now, if you can remember those two towns, great natural harbor there. The twin ports of one in Minnesota.
I just can't think right now. I just can't tell you. That's all it is to it. If I had been listening, I would have perhaps gone and done a little research.
Well, Mrs. Harwell, don't scold yourself on that count, because you see, you are in Memphis. You're many miles from these twin ports, and that's why I say we have purposely kind of rigged the questions about CCO land. Well, we won't send our $8.30. We will send the $2, a little consolation gift, and tell you that the answer we're looking for is, do we give the answer now, or do we carry this over? I can't remember.
Oh, let's give the answer.
All right, we'll give the answer. The answer, the two cities would be Superior, Wisconsin, and Duluth, Minnesota.
Oh, I see.
Duluth and Superior.
Well, I was looking for cities, you know, I was thinking of cities that had the same name, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I was thinking about, there is a city of Winnipeg, Canada.
Yes.
Isn't it Manitoba?
That's right. that's good.
Winnipeg, Manitoba. And I was thinking of that. Perhaps it was somewhere in there, you know, Minnesota.
Yes. Well, now, Mrs. Harwell, honest to goodness, it's nice to talk to you in Memphis, Tennessee. Dick Chapman will get your mailing address on Rutland Road, and I certainly hope that you will remain a WCCO land listener in Memphis.
Well, thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Here's
Dick.
All right. So, we will make our next call, and as you listen now, this may be you we're calling if you have registered for a clear channel call, and I can promise you we will go many, many miles from Memphis on this next call. While Dick is getting that, I would say that registrations for this evening's show from, well, for example, in Michigan, Mark Stacy of Southfield, Michigan, and Mrs. Ted Sloma of Battle Creek, and Dale Matthews at Van Wert, Ohio, Floyd Litton in Brookville, Ohio. So, thank you. We've had registrations from all over the country. But right now, Dick, before we make this next call, do you know what the Bridgman Fountain... Let's get closer to home. What the Bridgman Fountain special is this week? Chocolate Marshmallow Sundae.
Good grief.
Roll
you mean around. You mean Chocolate Marshmallow Sundae?
I mean Bridgman's own special Chocolate Marshmallow Sundae with roasted mixed nut bits.
Oh, boy.
What did you say?
I said, oh, boy.
Yes, you did. That's just like Jack Armstrong said. Now, shall I tell you about it, or do you want to tell about it?
You better do it, I guess. I kind of go overboard on Bridgman chocolate marshmallow sundaes, you know, so I better just keep quiet. Go ahead. I won't say a single word.
Fine. Folks, this week, the fountain special at all Bridgman fountains and grills is chocolate marshmallow sundae with roasted mixed nuts. Now, the one
the best chocolate marshmallow sundae ever made. Oh, excuse me. I got carried away there. Please go on.
The chocolate marshmallow sundae that starts with Bridgman rich, smooth vanilla ice cream heaped into
The tulip glass. Don't forget the tulip glass because you can get more ice cream in it, you see. Gee, I'm sorry. My lips are sealed now, I promise.
Bridgman vanilla ice cream is packed into the tulip glass, and then the topping goes on. That special Dutch chocolate marshmallow topping of theirs.
Creamy chocolate marshmallow fondant. That's what it is, by golly.
Look, would you like to do the commercial?
No, please. I'm sorry. You go right ahead. Not another word from me.
Well, after Bridgman vanilla ice cream is topped with chocolate marshmallow fondant, the topping is topped off with, now it's him, is topped off with roasted mixed nut bits, pecans, cashews, almonds.
All kinds of crisp, crunchy nut bits. Oh, boy. Nobody makes a chocolate marshmallow sundae like Bridgman. Why, it's the
folks,
best.
The plight of this man should be a warning to you. Chapman is gone. Bridgman chocolate marshmallow sundaes are habit-forming. Right now, of course, you get them as the fountain special at any Bridgman soda grill or drugstores who serve and sell Bridgman ice cream. But play it safe. Limit yourself to one Bridgman chocolate marshmallow sundae a day, please. Now, pull yourself together, old man. As soon as we're off the air, I'll race you to Bridgman's.
You'll win. Say, next time, can I be announcer number one?
You know something? The thing ran longer than the program.
Yeah, I think it did.
Here we go for $8.30 on this next Clear Channel call. George Williamson of Detroit says, we listen to your program every night and enjoy it. Thank you. Keep on with the good work. What good work? Mrs. Maxine Comstock of Hesperus, Michigan, enjoys hearing weather from all over the country.
Hesperus?
Mm-hmm.
Is that like the wreck of the Hesperus?
Watch what you're saying.
No, I could be. Who knows?
Gloria Beloga of Hartford City, Indiana.
Gloria Beloga, I know her well.
Well, I don't care. Harold Sogard of Beardstown, Illinois. You are really jumpy tonight, aren't you?
Well, huh? Yes, kind of.
Beardstown, Illinois sent us a note. Mr. and Mrs. J.J. Solly of Swanson, Saskatchewan, too. And from other parts of Canada, Mr. Franklin Carlson of Priestville, Saskatchewan. Paul Fleury of Diamond, Ontario.
Mm-hmm. That phone you hear ringing is ringing way out west.
Yes, sir, that's how the west was won.
Hello?
Hello, this is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio.
Who is this?
Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio in Minneapolis and St. Paul. I'd like to speak with Mrs. Pappenfuss, please.
Yeah.
Is she there?
No, she isn't here. This is Mr.
Oh, this is Mr. Pappenfuss.
Yeah.
In Vancouver, Washington?
Yeah.
You know who we are when I say Honest to Goodness is calling?
No, not exactly.
Well, the missus apparently listens to our radio station in Minneapolis and St. Paul and sent us a postcard to be called on our quiz program.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing right now. She ever spoke to you about that?
Yeah, she spoke to me about it.
Where is she tonight, Mr. Pappenfuss? Is she bowling or out to Ladies Bridge Club or something?
No, she is babysitting for my daughter.
Oh, my goodness sakes. Maybe she's got her radio on right now.
I'm listening to myself today.
Yeah, she may be hearing you on the radio right now.
We got 18 grandchildren.
Boy, that's a bunch. 18.
Babysitting.
Isn't that something? Well, I imagine that you're in demand quite a bit with all those grandchildren.
Yeah.
Do you do some babysitting, too?
Oh, every once in a while, yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, Mr. Pappenfuss, am I saying your name right? Is it Pappenfuss?
Pappenfuss.
Yes, how do you pronounce that?
Pappenfuss.
Pappenfuss.
Yeah.
Sort of grandpapa Pappenfuss, huh?
Huh?
I say, Mr. What's your first name, Mr. Pappenfuss?
William Pappenfuss.
Oh, William. All right. Well, now, William, here's a question, you see, we ask, and if you answer it, you'll win $8.30.
Yeah?
Here we go. Let me see if I can find one. Dick,
make it easy.
All right.
How about, let's see.
Question
how about number three?
All right. Here's one for you, Mr. Pappenfuss. A week from today, the baseball season opens in the Twin Cities, in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and Bloomington, you see. Now, Minnesota plays New York. And New York is called the Yankees in the American League. Now, what is the nickname of Minnesota? You know the nickname of the Minnesota team. See, the New York or the Yankees?
I can't tell you. I don't follow that up. It's politics, I know more.
Well, there's a little politics in baseball now.
Maybe before the season's over, I can promise.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Papenfuse, that you don't have the answer.
All right.
Well, listen, I'll tell you what we're going to do, sir. We're going to send a check from WCCO Radio in Minneapolis and St. Paul for $2. And you cash the check and buy yourself a box of candy or something like that, okay?
I have sisters living in St. Cloud.
In St. Cloud, Minnesota?
Uh-huh.
And that's the Papen... What are their names?
No, that is Lamb.
Lamb?
Krause.
Krause?
Krause.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
And I have one in Buffalo Lake. She's in a home. I may come down there this spring if I feel good enough.
Oh, fine, sir. Well, I hope that you will come this spring.
I've got a lot of arthritis.
Oh, well, sir, that's... I'm sorry to learn that, and I hope that you will be able to make a visit. Now, Mr. Mr. Papenfuse, here's Dick Chapman to get your mailing address in Vancouver, Washington. You tell Mrs. Papenfuse that we called, will you?
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
I sure will.
It's been nice to talk to you. Here's Dick. $8.30, and that was Grandpappy Papenfuse in Vancouver, Washington. Okay, Abner, let's have that tiptoe through the tulips while I go through this thing on the sign of spring here. No, you do it. You do it.
All right.
You dance so much better than I do.
Say, what are the sure signs of spring? I know spring's really here when I see tulips and jonquils and running water and Farnham's annual spring sale. Happens every year, right along with the coming of spring, and this year Farnham's sale is in full swing at all 6 Farnham stores. This is Farnham's store-wide sale on all supplies and furniture. The one they hold only once a year. The big one, with tremendous savings on office supplies and office furniture. On school supplies and school equipment. And on hundreds of useful stationery items for churches, clubs, and even in the home. Farnham's annual spring sale is on at all Farnham stores in downtown Minneapolis and St. Paul, Midway Center, Apache Plaza, Southdale, and Hopkins. So shop by mail for Farnham's full-page ad in yesterday's Tribune and watch for Farnham's ads in newspapers all this week. Farnham's annual spring sale, where you will find those great once-a-year bargains in office supplies and furniture.
You know, the 43 postcards I mentioned earlier from the McLaughlin clan in Philadelphia, I learned now that they won $8.30 on our last show, and they're spending all the money now on postcards.
Is that it?
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, well.
And from Washington, D.C., Mrs. Robert Eftlin called. Well, while you're making this next call, Dick, there's a world of difference, you know, between ordinary brands of coffee and Nash's coffee, both regular and instant. And here's why. Because coffee grows in 56 different countries. And all of these 56 countries grow good coffee and poor coffee. All of the 56 countries growing coffee have good crop years and have bad crop years. Now, Nash's is not tied up with any one coffee growing country. It's free to buy from any of them. Each year, Nash's picks the cream of the crop from all coffee-growing countries. It blends those coffees into the very finest can of coffee that money can buy. So if you appreciate great coffee and you're willing to pay a few extra pennies to get the very best, get Nash's, the heavenly coffee. It's the coffee that doesn't have to use the good or the bad crop of any one country. When you're in a hurry, use Nash's instant coffee. It's the ultimate in instant coffee, and it's being featured at Tate's Super Value. Got a customer, I think.
I just made a connection. Could I speak with Kazi Zahir Uddin Ahmad?
Right, right.
Did I pronounce it right?
That's right. How are you?
Very good.
Ah. Now, glad to hear from you.
We're speaking to Kazi in San Jose, California, Randy.
That's right.
Well, meet Randy Merriman.
Well, how do you do, sir? And it's very nice to talk to you in San Jose. I might ask the question of you. You must be having a very pleasant climate in California now?
Sure, sure. It's just wonderful.
Yes. May I ask you, are you a student in California?
Pardon?
I say, are you a... What do you do in California?
I'm a student here. I'm from Pakistan.
Aha! Uh-huh.
And Pakistani.
I'm a foreign student in Pakistan.
And you're attending, would that be San Jose State College you're going to?
San Jose City College.
City College.
That's right.
And what, may I ask, are you studying?
Aeronautics.
Oh, that's very interesting indeed, sir. How long have you been in this country and studying at the school in San Jose?
I have been here for about 3.5 years.
Well,
about 4 years, but I didn't go to college first.
Oh, yes.
I came on a different visa, and then I joined college, and now I'm halfway through, and I hope to finish it in another 2 years.
You know, may I... Kazi, is that your first name?
That's right.
Kazi, I'll call you...
like my card.
I beg pardon?
I hope you like my card.
Well, you see, Kazi, I did not, Dick, nor I did not see your card, the card selected. Then they list the name, you see. I just have the name on the list, so unfortunately I haven't seen it.
Oh, I see. I just wrote some in Arabic, you know, in the way I wrote in my own language.
Oh, yeah?
I wonder how they deciphered it. Well, they must have somewhere.
Well, Kazi, I was about to say that during the month of January, my wife and I were in... Hong Kong, visiting in Hong Kong, and at that time I had the pleasure of meeting a young man and his wife, also from Pakistan.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yes, we had a delightful visit. Well, sir, let me, we have a little question, a little quiz question.
Uh-huh.
And this will be about our own area in the north-central part of the United States, or CCO land, as we call it.
Uh-huh.
And it will pay $8.30. Now, let's see how well you can do with this. Now, in... Oh, boy, Dick, this is pretty tough.
All right, how about a different question?
Yeah, this particular question I think would be throwing a curve pitch here. So, wait, we've got a different question. You got one there?
Here's a new question. What is the capital of the state of California?
We moved away from CCO land, Minnesota.
Yes.
What is the capital of the state of California?
The state capital.
I think it's Sacramento, isn't it?
You're right. Yes, Sacramento. Sir, it is. And we've just rigged the quiz show for you to win it. And we're going to send our check for $8.30.
Uh-huh.
And Kazi Zahir Uddin Ahmad, is that it?
Perfect.
Thank you. It has been a delight to visit with you, and I only wish we had more time.
May I take your name and again, please, whom I'm talking with?
Yes.
I'll give it to you in just a second.
Please, an address.
Fine. All right. And Dick will talk to you, sir. Well, wasn't that interesting? Now, how many times have you said to yourself, gee, I wish I could afford this or that, but my budget just won't let me buy now? Well, you know, you can change all that fast by shopping with the merchants that give gift house stamps. Yes, you can receive wonderful premiums of your own choosing by saving the stamps you'll get as a bonus from gift house. And the merchants, of course, that sell gift house stamps, or rather that give gift house stamps when you buy their merchandise are many. Gift house chooses only the cream of the crop merchandise. That's why we know that you'll be pleased with your selection. And it's surprising how fast the stamps mount up. So soon you're off to the Gift House Redemption Center to pick up the gift that your budget could not afford. And there is no charge. Gift House stamps are a bonus at the merchants displaying the Gift House sign. Well, my goodness, unfortunately, normally we have an hour for this program, but tonight we were cut to a half hour. That is for the Clear Channel program. So it means that we just can't get all the calls in that we'd like to. But we do want to give you this sort of Easter reminder.
Oh, yes. A reminder to delight your family at Easter time with the best of turkey in a boneless rolled turkey roast new from Doughboy. Do I have to go through this nutty turkey recipe?
I suppose you do.
Good-tasting Doughboy turkey roasts are made from the breast and thigh meat of young, homegrown Doughboy turkeys. There's choice white meat and tender, juicy dark meat in every slice of your Doughboy turkey roast. It's all meat, no bones, no waste. For Easter dinner, garnish your Doughboy turkey roast with lemon baskets filled with jellied cherry sauce. Serve with fresh asparagus and new potatoes. What a delicious springtime meal. Doughboy turkey roast makes wonderful turkey sandwiches and turkey salad, too. When you want the best in turkey, look for that name, Doughboy. They're one of the biggest turkey processors in the Midwest, and you'll find Doughboy too. Why did he get in there? What? You'll find Doughboy turkey in all the new shapes. Rolled turkey roast, new turkey parts, and of course, whole turkey, fresh or frozen.
These are the funniest turkeys.
Buy Doughboy turkey for Easter, and look for Doughboy turkeys at Piggly Wiggly and other fine stores.
That's it. Well, we're not going to be able to make any more calls, unfortunately, but may I just suggest to you that wherever you go on vacation this summer or on business trip or a visit with the folks, take WCCO radio with you. 50,000 watts of clear channel. WCCO radio is getting the sound of CCO to you wherever you are. So every night, actually, we like to think it's clear channel, even though we don't place the calls that far out.
I see where tomorrow night you got $107 to give away.
That's
like that?
Right, when we go back to that regular question on the Roxy Theater for the showman.
Beautiful.
All right, so Dick Chapman, Handy Randy, along with Abner, and now we'll just separate ourselves from Jurgen Nash with this message, and then Jurgen comes along with the second half of radio's most shining hour.
Happy is the man with his hat in the sky and his feet on the ground and a twinkle in his eye. Happy is the man who knows the happy wine for happy people is Wild Irish Rose.
Happy is the woman with her place in the sun and her hands hard at work and her heart full of fun. Happy is the woman who knows The happy wine for happy people is Wild Irish Rose.
Happy is the man,
happy is the woman,
happy is the person who
goes
and buys and happily finds he's wild about.
The happy wine for happy people called Wild Irish Rose.
Happy people may be our best customers, but they're not our only customers. Why, we've had rave notices from complainers, scolds, and sourpusses. Not very many, though.
The happy wine for happy people is Wild Irish Rose.
A grape wine produced by Canandaigua Industries, Canandaigua, New York.